We welcome you to our Elder Affairs service here the first Friday of the month. And we welcome from AARP Rhode Island, our communications person, John Martin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bruce. Very happy to be sitting in for Catherine Taylor this morning and excited about our conversation coming up.
Right. We're going to have a great chat about something that is another of the very, very popular AARP Rhode Island activities that has really taken off here. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, Chris Barker is with us on the phone from Bike Newport. Chris, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
You know, our relationship with Bike Newport goes way back. I can tell you that I joined AARP's communications director in 2011, and I think it might have been the next spring. I did a video on Bike to Work Day, sponsored by AARP Rhode Island, and met up with the Bike Newport team. And we've been going strong ever since. And this year, we're particularly pleased that Bike Newport is a recipient of a 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant. And the idea is to provide a powerful opportunity for participants to connect in conversation with each other as they bike, regardless of age or ability. So this is perfect. It's a perfect match, Chris.
It sure is. Yeah.
The program is called Cycling Without Age. Chris, tell us all about it.
Sure. Well, Cycling Without Age is part of a worldwide movement. There are over 3,000 chapters worldwide. Started in Denmark, and we imported from Denmark this wonderful specialized Trishaw cycle. It's a battery-assisted three-wheeled cycle that's specially designed with a seat for two passengers in the front. It's easy to get in and out of with a platform that goes right down to the ground and raises back up. And we go for these lovely rides. We live in such a scenic area, so we meet groups out in lovely locations and take passengers out for rides two at a time. And we talk while we ride. There's a real social component to Cycling Without Age. It's really about that connection between the pilot and the passengers. And of course, we're enjoying these beautiful surroundings and enjoying that feeling of the wind in their hair and just being outdoors and getting moving outside. It's such a helpful experience for everyone involved.
I'm sure you posted some great photos on Facebook that we shared. And also, we did a kickoff video, which I enjoyed doing and seeing the Trishaw. It's really a remarkable end product of a lot of thought that went into how would you build the perfect vehicle to bring people out into the community who otherwise may not have the means. And this really goes to the core of AARP's mission, and that is to empower people to have choices and options and resources so they can live the life they choose as they age. And this addresses, we talk about connecting a lot. We talk about how isolation compounds any other issue that people face as they age and confront the challenges of aging. And this just, it meets every criteria for adding a resource to a community. And we're really proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it really encourages people to get involved. And you never know what's going to resonate with folks, right? But the more options that you give to people to get outside and connect with others, something's going to resonate with them. And we're finding that this this cycling experience resonates with quite a few people and really encourages people who may feel isolated to get outside and enjoy the outdoors.
I can guess the response has been really great.
It has, yeah. We've been thrilled with the turnout. We've had fully subscribed outings at every pass, and they've been thrilled by the experience.
A lot of people listening are going to wonder, well, I live in an assisted living facility, or I have an organization, or how do people find out about booking this great ride?
Yeah, by all means. We're especially focused here in Newport County, and we're happy to schedule additional ride outings with senior facilities in the area. An email address for me is chris@bikenewportri.org. And if anybody would like to email me, I'd be happy to try to schedule an outing.
That's terrific. I think WADK listeners know that AARP Rhode Island has had a real focus on veterans in Newport and Newport County. And so part of your successful application was the idea that you would reach out to the Rhode Island Veterans Home Community Living Center in Bristol. So I'm sure that that's going to be very popular there and very enriching, I'm sure, for you and your volunteer pilots to get some of these people who reside at the veterans home out. Holt State Park, I assume, is pretty nearby, and that might be one of the locations. This is really terrific.
Yeah, John, I have to tell you, and forgive me if I get a little emotional, but I had the most joyful outing yesterday at Colt State Park with veterans from the veterans home in Bristol, and it was just a gorgeous day at Colt State Park, you know, in the upper 70s with not a cloud in the sky, just the kind of day where you just have to be out there, and to have a bus full of residents come and enjoy some time with us there and doing a beautiful loop on the bike path there was really just an incredible experience and an honor for me personally to connect with and chat with these heroes.
Oh, that's great. What a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, I don't know if you got a chance to see the short video that I sent you. It's on our Facebook page. You have to scroll down because we did it a month or so ago. Longer, I guess. But maybe, Bruce, we need to get you out for a ride and really let you tell the story, because if you've seen the Trishaw in action, you just want to get on board.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it really entertains people watching us ride by, too. See, people can't help but smile when they see us pedal by. It's really quite an attention getter.
Well, it really is. And who doesn't love the idea of a bike ride, and it just harks back to so many great memories, and it's just really a great mood boost. Now, tomorrow happens to be World Smile Day, and so it all kind of fits.
We're sharing plenty of those. That's right.
So, Chris, you've had some really great luck with unexpected, not quite fall-like weather. This, along with your full moon bike rides, is a weather-dependent offering by Bike Newport. So we're wishing for all the good weather and sunny skies and cloudless full moon nights for Bike Newport.
That's right. Yeah, we've had our run of a little bit of unhelpful weather for a bit last month, but we're hoping for a beautiful October and November and really extend this season as long as we can. And with the Cycling Without Age, with the Trishaw, we have this great lined duffel that keeps passengers cozy and warm. It even has a hand warmer built into it, so that really helps us extend the season as well.
Oh my gosh, you didn't show that to me when I came down to visit.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. that is really, really great. So yeah. Needless to say, and this is actually one of the key points of the Community Challenge Grants that your application met, is it is to build sustainable resources in communities, things that will last. So this vehicle, wow, it is so well constructed. It's going to be around for years, and you have the volunteer capacity to max out the opportunity anytime weather allows to have this vehicle out there. And as you said, people enjoy seeing it go by, and it motivates people to, I think, think about ways that they can assist other people in getting out and about, which is good for everyone.
Oh, I agree. And we've had a lot of interest from individuals interested in becoming volunteer pilots in the program. We're doing some trainings to get our pilots trained up and get them involved. Yeah, certainly for local rides here in the Newport area, where transporting the chap by trailer isn't required, we'll really get active with our volunteer force, getting greater frequency and greater number of locations involved in the mix, and we're looking forward to that.
Well, as we say at Rhode Island, our work wouldn't be possible without volunteers, and I can tell that that's true at Bike Newport. We'll repeat your email address for anyone who's interested in exploring volunteer opportunities at Bike Newport. One more full moon bike ride remaining, if the weather
That's arrives. Right. Yeah, October 28th will be the last full moon ride of this season. This has been our biggest year to date for full moon rides. It's really taken off. I think the secret is out, and people are aware that this is one of the most beautiful riding experiences with a group of friendly people that you can have in the area. And it's just gorgeous. We ride around the Ocean Drive, starting from downtown Newport. We enjoy the sunset in a gorgeous seaside location. We go around to the ocean side by the time the moonrise happens, and there's just really something magical to it. And even though we're riding in the roadway, there's a safety in numbers component, so people feel comfortable, even if they may not always feel 100% comfortable riding with traffic. We have a number of volunteer marshals and safety experts that help keep the group quite safe, and we enjoy the ride tremendously.
And I believe you left out an important detail. These rides are free, right?
That's right. Yeah, we have a suggested donation only, and that's totally optional, but we love that kind of support. But yeah, these are free rides sponsored by AARP Rhode Island, and doing it for several years now, and it's been fun to see the ridership in this series really grow.
It's fantastic. Bike Newport has grown. I got to see your bike barn, and we've only mentioned a few of the activities and services that you provide, but we love the work that you do because it surprises some people, other people. It wouldn't surprise to discover that a lot of people are on bikes who are not kids, but they like kids, right?
That's right. Yeah, and not just for recreation. We have a lot of people who rely on bicycle transportation for commuting to work. We have a pretty sizable commuter biking population here on the island, and we service those people as well. Yeah, people, even those who are generally aware of Bike Newport, don't always know quite the full breadth of what we do. We're a pretty busy nonprofit. We have our community open garage where people can come in with their bikes and together with both our staff mechanics as well as volunteers who are quite knowledgeable, share their knowledge of bike mechanics and empower people to learn how to fix and maintain their own bikes. That's a wonderful program, and we serve hundreds of people each year with that program. And I have a really exciting announcement to make about our, if people have been following along, about our traffic garden. We're right now finishing Rhode Island's first traffic garden. And a traffic garden, for those who might not be familiar with them, they're these scaled streetscapes painted on a surface where children can learn to practice their safe bicycling skills, learn how to navigate rotaries and other aspects of infrastructure without cars present in the freedom of a car-free environment, and also to just have a play component as they're learning bike safety. So we're thrilled to be finishing Rhode Island's very first traffic garden as we speak in the North End on Hillside Avenue. And we'll have a ribbon cutting and celebration this coming Tuesday, October 10th from 3 to 5 p.m.
Bike Newport really is a model of making streets complete and safe and encouraging people to commit to activities that lead to healthy living. And we so appreciate your work. And we know that this is a relationship that AARP Rhode Island will treasure for years to come. Chris, thanks so much for joining us. To reach Chris, it's chris@bikenewportri. That's pretty easy to remember. chris@bikenewportri. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, Chris, take care. We'll see you on the streets.
You bet. Thanks very, very much, Chris. Great chat. And John, always a pleasure. And we'll see you next Wednesday with our AARP Rhode Island report. Thanks very much for being with us in our Elder Affairs Service today.
Always
Thank you for having us.
Have a great weekend on AM 1540 and FM 101.1.